York Minster today. Thousands of years of history and human creativity have made the Minster what it is today. At the very centre of cathedral life is the daily pattern of prayer and worship. York Minster is a place of great significance that serves multiple roles. A vibrant, living church, a heritage site, a place of learning, events, historic collections and world-class music. A centre of excellence in heritage craft skills, a space for wonder or quiet reflection. Over 700 volunteers and staff and thousands of visitors and worshippers continue to shape York Minster, guiding the building and its community into the next 1,000 years. What does it mean to you? The Eucharist. At the Last Supper, Jesus broke and blessed bread, saying, "This is my body." Drank wine, saying, "This is my blood," and commanded his followers to do the same in remembrance of his death and resurrection. This is the foundation of the Eucharist, or Holy Communion, which is celebrated each day at York Minster. Music. Music lies at the heart of daily life at York Minster. The Minster Choir sing most days at evensong, an evening service of music, readings and prayers, to which all are welcome. The Minster Choir consists of boy and girl choristers, together with vicar's choral and choral scholars. Girls have been able to join the choir since 1997. Care and conservation. The care of York Minster and its collections requires a constant programme of works. It takes a multidisciplinary team of expert heritage craftspeople to oversee the ongoing repair, restoration, conservation and development of York Minster so that future generations can enjoy this magnificent building. How does it work? Templates represent two-dimensional patterns or designs copied from one-to-one scale drawings. They give stonemasons the information needed to create three-dimensional pieces of stone which form part of a complex structure. The pine templates were made by William Shout and include sections, sometimes called moulds, and face, front elevation, templates. Today, computer-aided design, CAD, is also used. The church year. The church year, or liturgical year, is the cycle of seasons and feast days observed in Christian churches. Each season has a distinctive mood, with different prayers, rituals and scripture readings used. Throughout the year, the colours of altar frontals and clergy dress, vestments, change to mark each season or feast day. Advent marks the beginning of the liturgical year, as Christians prepare for the celebration of Christmas, when Jesus was born. We will remember them. York Minster is a space where the lives of people are remembered, celebrated and prayed for. These include the heroes and heroines of our faith who are a source of inspiration as we journey through life. The colour red is worn for feasts of martyrs, such as St. Peter and St. Paul, and on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God appeared like tongues of fire on the disciples' heads. Then and now. Ongoing research and better understanding are supported by library and archival sources. One of our most precious resources is the Antiquities of York Minster, written by James Torr in the 1690s. Torr includes detailed descriptions and drawings of the cathedral, its stained glass and monuments. This is especially valuable for the information it contains about features that have been changed or lost. Some of Torr's work can now be viewed online. Research. Our knowledge of York Minster's history continues to evolve. These items were buried with Archbishops Walter de Grey, died 1255, and William Melton, died 1340. Their tombs were opened during necessary repair works, Melton's in 1732 when a new floor was laid in the nave, and de Grey's in 1967 to 1968 after the tomb structure had become unsafe. Their bodies were solemnly reinterred, but these burial items remain. As we research and understand these precious objects, we better understand the men who owned them and the Minster they knew.